Babylon. And I've done my best, so everything's alright inside. Oh, every morning, oh, every morning I rise, I stare at the sun. I know it is a blessing. So when the evening comes, I lift up my jewels. I'm blessed, oh man, with my two hands in the air as far as I can.
Greetings. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, with your host, Peter the Diva. If you would like to chat, give me a call at 661-467-2407. Click 1 on your phone if you like to talk. I'm here to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm here to talk about the coronavirus. I'm here to talk about the lockdown. Yo, Korea lockdown, Italy lockdown. You believe it, not has made its way to good old Texas. Yes, Texas, I'm in Central Texas, Killeen, Texas, to be exact. And it was not here before, but 2 days ago, what happened? It made its way here to Austin, Texas, and so is Belton. So I am just wondering what is on you guys' mind. I'm wondering, is there anything you would need to know? Just let me know. Again, call me at 661-467-2407. You will be joining me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, Thursday, March the 19th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, we're here to talk about the coronavirus. We're here to talk about anything that you would like to talk about. Again, call me at 661-467-2407. This is the Caribbean Radio Station Show, the Knowledge Station, with your host, Peter the Diva. Again, this is the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, with the host, Peter the Diva. If you want to chat, give me a call at 661-467-2407. Click 1 on your phone. Who's there? Who want to talk? Oh, my, I see I have a caller. Who wants to chat? Let's chat.
Hello, good afternoon. Oh, my God.
Hello, greetings. Are you having a blessed Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. And now I hear you. I've been following you on Facebook for a while. It's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, my God. Did I bring sunshine to your life? Did this voice bring sunshine to your life?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially this now in our crisis, hearing an absolute wonderful sunshiny voice like yours kind of give me a little hope. Because things kind of seem like it's going to be getting rough.
I am happy to hear that I brought joy to your life. Do you have any questions, concerns? What can I bring life to you?
Okay, Diva. I just hear a little bit of your introduction. To me, as a person who is what I would say in the poorer class of our society here, and I'm listening to all of the news, I'm a little bit afraid if this really comes down to where more people are getting infected, that the poor class people won't be able to find the resources need to help them. What do you think?
Well, first thing, you use the key word fear, right? Like, in my opinion, I feel like fear is one of the biggest problems, because we fear what we don't know, right? And when we fear, we panic. And I believe that panic is not necessarily going to help us in this case. Like, we have to be smart, right? We have to be smart. We have to be vigilant. So given the fact that, like, I come from Jamaica, right? In Jamaica, we have all the herbs, all the things that you can make your own stuff. So I'm sure you've noticed that everybody's been buying up the toilet papers and the hand sanitizers and stuff. And just know that, like, baby wipes, I'm sure not a lot of people is probably buying baby wipes like they are the actual toilet paper, right? So just know that the option also is the wipes. With sanitizing yourself and your hands and everything, you can make your own hand sanitizer. Ain't nothing a little Jamaican white rum and some rubbing alcohol and some aloe vera, and you blend that up, and you put that in a bottle, and you spray it by your hand, and where you have hand sanitizer, right? Like, you can do things.
That really, boy, that's not like you have a granny somewhere out in Jamaica that will grow you up.
Like, you think about it, like, people don't realize that they can make their own things. And I believe in essential oils, right? And you can make your own things. Like, essential oils, you have the lemon flavor, but what happened? You could still go buy lemon at the store and you put it in your water. People forget that even though they're buying all this bottled water, that they can get the water from the faucet and boil it. And it does the same thing. It gives you the same thing. It gives you a regular thing. Remember back in the day, you drink from the water hose, right? We survived. But all of a sudden, everybody acting like they can't drink from the faucet no more. So they're going up in the store buying all the water there is when there's no need.
But some of this water are also very contaminated with the plastic that is in the that made the bottle that seeps out into the water. So, I mean, Diva, you're saying that instead of going out there to buy up all of this water, we should boil our water instead?
Water, exactly. And probably keep your water in a metal or a glass container, because plastic actually causes leaching. So it's not a good idea either to keep your water in plastic, Because, well, like you said, the chemicals from the plastic is going to go into the water. So it's always best to use a glass container or a metal container. And just like you drink it from a straw, it's best to use a metal straw. And what happened? You save the environment also because you're not throwing away this plastic.
Wow.
Right? So.
Wow.
And you don't have to continuously buy it. So it still saves you money. So if you're on a budget, you know, if you're balling on a budget, just go ahead and spend a little bit extra to get the right stuff. That way you don't have to continuously replace the bad stuff.
Diva, I hear you talk about making hand sanitizer because this is a problem. You go into the big box store and you go into the store, they run out of hand sanitizer. Can you tell us again how, you know, some of the hand sanitization that we can make at home just in case?
Most definitely. Again, ain't nothing a little white rum or rubbing alcohol, because I'm sure you're going to have a better chance of finding rubbing alcohol. So with the rubbing alcohol, you do like a half a cup. With the white rum, you do a full cup, because, you know, ain't nothing like overproof. Overproof is a bit stronger. But if you don't have access to the overproof white rum, then go ahead and use more rubbing alcohol. Increase the amount more than the half a cup. You get the aloe plant. I'm sure they still sell those. Get the aloe plant. I know I saw in Walmart that they also have the aloe in liquid form in a big jug, and it's fairly cheap. It was like $5 and change. And you mix that in a blender. You put a little orange zest or lemon zest, because, you know, aloe smell kind of funny. So you don't want the smelly. Mm-hmm. Your hand smelling funky. So you add a little citrus in there to give it a nice smell, you know, and ta-da, you got some hand sanitizer, you know.
Wow.
You
start,
you could still spray the alcohol, the rubbing alcohol. You know, rubbing alcohol in our community, honey, you could use it for everything. You use it for a cold. When you get a cold, you rub it on your chest, on your back, the bottom of your feet. It cures all things, right? So why not use it now to sanitize your surfaces? Vinegar sanitize your surface. It's going to smell bad.
Wow.
Yes. You can always mix it with citrus, right, to block the little odors. Bleach. Dilute the bleach, though. Don't just put direct bleach on your counters now. We don't want to die. But dilute some bleach water, spray, wipe, and just keep going. But we got to make sure that we clean up after ourselves, that we wash our hands. And everybody is so focused on the hand sanitizer that don't realize that simply washing your hands with soap and water helps. Like, nobody uses soap and water no more. Is that why all the hand sanitizer is going away? Like, I'm just trying to understand. Everybody done forgot about soap and water. Like, it's right there. A bar of soap. Shoot, Jamaican carbolic soap saved lives. So, Dettol. I don't know if people got access to metal, but it's Dettol.
Yes.
Like, you remember Dettol?
Limacol and Dettol.
Yeah, but like, come on, it's just so many things out there, but everybody's so focused on the stuff that, you know, the society have been gotten used to, the hand sanitizer and the lifestyle, when they don't forget about pine oil and pine salt and Dettol and carbolic soap. Like, nothing wrong with going back to you. Like,
I mean, do you think also, Diva, that salt water, my grandmother usually used salt water also to help us with bacteria, any kind of bacteria or infection too. You think that can work?
I agree. Cause when you have a cold, what I always tell you, gargle with some salt water. Right? And drink what? Onion juice.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So if you're gargle and you're, I found that the virus goes to your throat, right? Your nostril, your throat, and it the heat, right? Heat to kill it. So if you keep your throat moist, right, it has a less chance of sticking. So drink some ginger tea often, because the weather is going to keep your throat warm because of tea hot, right? And ginger tea, things. So drink some ginger tea. And you know, ginger tea nice anyway. Santa likes that something nasty you have a drink. Some ginger tea and you're good. And take your vitamin. Because that's another thing. You look on the shelves, all the vitamins still there. When people forget that prevention is cure, right? So if them did already have prevention, but nobody not take no vitamins. Like take some multivitamins or something, some vitamin C, some D, some elderberry. I don't know if people know about that elderberry. And some, like we say, garlic and some Irish moss, right? Sea moss.
I was listening to somebody talk the other day, and they were saying the vitamin D is so very important to help to keep you, healthy. And the best source of vitamin D, especially for us, and we need more vitamin D because the pigmentation in our skin. So we should have more sunlight. Get out of the offices where most of us is not going to be at office. We're in the house. Get out inside of the sun. Light, especially the morning sun and the evening sun, where we get the ultraviolet ray directly, and that is a real good source and cheap vitamin.
I agree.
Because those of us, the vitamin D.
Like sunlight, right? Some people don't like sunlight.
Absolutely. So you suggest the sunlight, Diva?
I suggest the sunlight, but you know, like I said, some people sensitive to the sunlight. So if you as a person who's sensitive to the sunlight, along with that, you can do the vitamin C, do your multivitamin. So there's so many different, you can do direct or you can do indirect as in taking a pill, right? Some gummies. Some people can't swallow no pill. So then I might chewing for something, then I might drink or put a drop in an MO. But I definitely suggest go out in the sun. And thing, but you know they're nervous about being outside. So now the problem is if they go outside, is something going to actually happen to them? You know what I mean? So it's just so many concerns, as in what is the right thing to do, and you have to think about what's the right thing to do for you, right? Because you know your allergies, you know what you can and cannot have, but you also have to be open to doing the right thing.
So, Diva, what would you suggest for all of us who have, like, older parents and all of us who, say, are older, over 65? Well, how should we kind of prepare ourselves? Because as far as I'm seeing, we are just on the genesis of this situation here. The crisis is not here yet. So do you think we still have a lot of time to prepare for this?
I still think we have a lot of time. You know why? Because we have technology, right? We have so many people out there that are trained for these things, right? But we have to give them the tools in order for them to do their job, right? There's rules and there's regulations. When it comes to our older people, like, we have to leave. Remember I said how everybody's buying up everything, but nobody's thinking about their neighbor, right? Nobody's thinking about, oh my God, there's somebody, grandfather and grandmother out there that has nothing that they need to protect themselves, right? So now we have to step in as the grandchildren or whatever and get them what they need to keep them safe. If we have a little cold, we might have to say, we don't know if it's the corona we got, though, but we might need to bring ourselves away because, what, they're more susceptible to getting sick. But we definitely need to make sure that they're taking their vitamins and that they're washing, because we're going to, I don't want to say treat them like children, but they're older, right? Like you do your kids, you're like, hey, wash your hands constantly, right? And our kids think we're being annoying because we're constantly telling them to wash their hands and clean up after themselves. It's the same thing that's going to go for our older family members, that they're going to need to wash their hands. They're going to need to probably get a mask to protect themselves. They're probably going to need to stay away from the masses of people, you know. And it might be a little lonely, but ain't nothing a little book and some music can cure. But we definitely protect them and give them the items that they need to keep themselves safe. Like I said, diffusing oils, peppermint, lemon, wild orange, diffuse. I use a lot of diffuser in my house. I use a lot of diffuser because you get a little sick, cough, and you diffuse some peppermint and lemon and call it a day. So I just look at, there's just so many things out there. The thing is that you definitely have to know where to find it. So I will be doing this every Thursday. Each week I will be coming with something new to tell you, something new to tell you what's going on out there, some kind of remedy, you know, because I said research is key, and it's just always important to know the newest and the greatest. But thank you so much for calling, caller. And again, you have talked to Peter the Diva, this Caribbean radio show, the Nally Station, with me, and I hope you enjoyed our talk, and I look forward to hearing from you again. But tune in every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Wow. Thank you so much for taking my call, Diva, and I will be hooked to you, because you're just giving me so much, stuff that I never thought about, making my own hand sanitizer and even going back to drinking the water but boiling it. Sometimes we forget these little things. So thanks for kind of reminding me, and definitely I'll be keeping washing my hands.
And it was definitely a pleasure speaking with you, Queen. As always, manners and respect and blessings upon blessings. You having a fantastic Sunday.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Again.